I'm Peggy Hughes, and welcome to the University of Dundee and our weekly look at the moments in history, both of the institution and the city, that have created the vibrant, dynamic place that we are now part of. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university becoming independent, we examine the people, discoveries and decisions that have brought us to 2017 as Scotland's University of the Year and one of the world's top 200 universities, delivering teaching and research that is helping to transform lives across society. In the years to come, we have ambitions to be the top university in Scotland in everything we do. Space, the final frontier, but not for the University of Dundee. Their world-leading research on spacecraft technology has been going on in the School of Computing at the University of Dundee for over a decade. The Space Technology Centre at the university works with everybody from the European Space Agency to NASA, as well as the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency and many more in between. Dozens of satellites and spacecraft are launched each year and sent into space. They do different jobs such as exploring the solar system, studying the universe, watching the Earth, and more mundanely, providing us with ways of communicating. Usually these spacecraft and satellites are not manned and have to handle masses of data, storing it, processing it, moving it around. It used to be that each space organisation had their own, often inefficient way of doing this, until the University of Dundee's team invented SpaceWire. SpaceWire is a way of connecting high-speed links and networks on spacecraft, connecting instruments, mass memory and other onboard systems. Just think of it in the same way your USB cable connects your phone to your computer. SpaceWire has already been deployed in missions by the world's leading space programmes. It was used in mission to form a 3D model of the stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way. It is used on board Europe's Sentinel series of Earth observation spacecraft, providing environmental scientists with crucial information about our planet. It will be integrated into the ESA's Euclid Space Telescope, which will map the distribution of dark matter in the universe. SpaceWire will also be key in the joint European and Japanese space mission, which will explore the planet Mercury, the smallest and least explored planet in our solar system, via an unmanned space probe called EpiColombo that is due to orbit Mercury in January 2022. As well as SpaceWire, the Space Technology Centre has been working on technology for planetary landers, spacecraft that land on the surface of other planets. The main area of research interest is the entry, descent and landing phase, which is the most hazardous for any lander. In particular, research on autonomous navigation and piloting techniques are studied along with tools for supporting this research. The Space Technology Centre also researched and developed the PANGU, Planet and Asteroid Natural Scene Generation Utility, which is able to generate realistic artificial planet surfaces inside a computer that are representative of the Moon, Mars, Mercury or asteroids. Under the same umbrella comes the Satellite Receiving Station, which collects data from several Earth observation satellites and distributes it to UK environmental scientists. The satellite station has been operational since 1976. It has a data archive extending back to 1978, with over 100,000 recordings collected from a range of polar orbiting satellites, providing coverage of Europe and the North Atlantic areas. Data from satellites are also received on a daily basis for full global coverage. The station has traditionally received images from US and European satellites, and the collected data has been used in areas such as meteorology, vegetation, snow and ice, volcano and earthquake research. Tune in next week for another podcast from the series. Subscribe to iTunes to get the podcast delivered to your inbox and check out the website www.dundee.ac.uk/50 for extra material.